coming to you from out of the blue. It's Radio Life and Style. You're with me, Mike, in the morning, and getting ready to dive into another exciting local interview powered by the guys that bring you the morning show, Accelerate Security. And welcoming back to the studio, no stranger to the microphone on the morning show, it's Barry Smith, Regional Director for KZN Accelerate Security. Barry, how are you doing, my friend?
Mark, thanks for having us back. Always a pleasure.
Great to have you in the house. And as usual, you bring with you an interesting guest. We've had some very colorful characters over the last couple of editions of this audio moment. And today, if this was TV, you'd be able to see the most luxuriant beard. But the man behind the beard is in the house with us this morning. He happens to be the editor of a really cool digital e-magazine that I recently came across. It's called Khaki Bush, and Craig Mitchell is the bearded man in the studio with us this morning. Craig, how are you?
Very good, and yourself, Mark? Thanks for having me.
Great to have you guys both in the studio. And the reason why I recently came across your lovely digital publication, which is now, I believe it's in its fifth edition, that has just hit the digital shelves.
That's correct.
I was checking out an article that Accelerate actually has sponsored and put into the world. Some really cool road trip safety tips. That was in fact, the second last edition. I see in the latest one, there's some cool camping tips. And I believe that for the festive season, there's another addition to the safety tip trilogy. Am I right?
That's correct. We're probably going to do something about beach safety for the holiday makers, which Barry will sit with me and put together, and he'll approve it.
I love it, man. And tell me about your connection with the Khaki Bush magazine brand, Barry. Why did it seem like a natural fit for you as Accelerate to get behind?
Mark, I mean, you know us. We're about partnerships. We're about those relationships. And, identifying ourselves with those brands that want to make a difference, as we do. So Khaki Bush, certainly one of those that we feel that are doing the right things at the right time. And, if we can get involved with that and assist with it going forwards, it just betters the lifestyle for everyone, really.
For sure. And I mean, we know that Accelerate Security has this reputation for being an award-winning security services provider, trusted by some of the biggest and the best estates, shopping centers, business parks in KZN and throughout South Africa. But it seems to me that there is also this this heart for bigger issues. Am I right in saying that most of your directors have this natural affinity for the bush and for our natural wildlife and natural beauty?
Absolutely. I think there's certainly a passion for it. So, through the passion for the bush and the passion for what we actually do within the security field, that's where we find that relationship with Khaki Bush is going to be quite exciting. It's about tourism, getting tourism across to our shores, providing that sort of safety and the safety tips, of course, which you spoke about. And then the wildlife, ensuring that someone's looking after the wildlife, especially when it comes to things like anti-poaching, getting involved and providing support where we can. There's a certain amount of passion required within that. And the guys in the organization on board.
From your perspective, Craig, as the editor of this new Khaki Bush magazine, let's have a look at how this thing got going. And in a nutshell, what is Khaki Bush all about?
Well, Khaki Bush magazine is all about showcasing Africa, the people of Africa, the wildlife, the destinations, and basically encouraging or supporting the conservation element. The key part of the magazine is about conservation. We try to attract people to the magazine with the travel articles on lodges,
the eye candy that
the eye candy to attract, correct. But the idea is about conservation, and that is the key element, is to basically support the conservation as well as the people of Africa and the travel industry that has had quite a tough time as well.
Well, absolutely. Look, the last couple of years, while the tourism industry has been struggling to get itself back on its feet, anything that can promote it, that can support it, whether it's boots on the ground and assistance in fields like anti-poaching activities, or through marketing and getting the word out and creating awareness. So I'm looking at the website, khakibush.com, which you can check out right now, and you can flip through all of the editions, the free digital e-magazine editions that have been published to date. As I say, five and counting. And it's a really cool compendium of local storytelling in the space. African travel and conservation, showcasing and driving support for dynamic people, wildlife, destinations, and of course the biodiversity of Africa and South Africa in particular. Is this something that has always been in the back of your mind, a project that you wanted to get going?
Always. I actually registered the name Khakibush back in 2005 and actually did nothing with it.
Wow.
And I think just during COVID, actually, I made the decision to do something with it, and I just started creating Instagram posts, and I had a couple of ideas where I wanted to go with it, but it just manifested into a magazine. I think it naturally manifested because a lot of the posts I was doing on Instagram was about sharing people's stories, sharing lodges, YouTubers. I share a lot of YouTubers' content on there as well. And I just thought creating a magazine of what I'm already doing makes sense.
So
and that's that's how it just manifested into a magazine.
It's a sort of a natural extension.
Correct.
But it's different to just a social media feed, you know, in terms of layout and presentation. It really is a magazine, but the fact that it's free and digital means that there are interesting possibilities in terms of how you can bring content to life. You can, as you often have a video that's embedded in a story, or links that link through to expanded content or sponsored content or more information. So over the last couple of editions, has it been an interesting eye-opening learning curve for you in terms of what's possible with publishing and storytelling?
Oh, 100%. I mean, every edition, I learn so much more, and it's just growing. It's actually getting bigger, the magazine as well. I think we started off with maybe 110 pages, and now I've grown to 150 pages.
Sure.
And we are able to do it faster because of the learning curve. But from a social media point of view, you know, we've learned a lot, and it's growing quite well.
And how important is it for you as a new publication to have partners like Accelerate Security coming on board saying, listen, we see what you're doing, we believe in what you're doing, and we want to get behind you and put our name on this thing as well?
Oh no, it's extremely important. I mean, it helps me from a confidence point of view that we're on the right track to growing this brand. And we've got numerous guys who have come on board, and every time they get a new magazine published, they really come back to us and say, this is amazing, we love what you're doing, please keep doing it. And it just makes it, you know, very special for us to keep this up.
Super. And for those that want to get their eyeballs on the pages or the stories, what is the smartest portal? The website obviously has links to everything.
Correct.
Right, including the social.
Correct.
Links.
Everything's there. So the best way is just to go to the website, khakibush.com.
khakibush.com. Couldn't be easier. And that's Khakibush, spelled K-H-A-K-I bush.com.
That's correct.
And Barry, from your side of things, I think it's great that you've kind of had this rolling theme in the mag, offering advice, safety tips in particular areas. So starting with road trip advice, then going sort of camping, and for December looking at sort of beach safety. And we are heading now into a silly season, a summer, and the festive season is just around the corner. And how are you and your team gearing up for operations at all of your various destinations that you'll be manning over the festive season, whether it's estates or shopping centers or business parks? What's the preparedness situation looking like at the moment?
Mark, and I like that you would use the word operations, because that's exactly what it is. So we know festive seasons, we've been here before. There's a lot of criminal activity which sort of ramps up to just before Christmas.
Yeah.
Criminals do go on holiday, and that's what we find. And then they sort of back in early January.
Yeah.
So in terms of our clients and what we're doing, it is an operation. We plan festive operational planning, scenario testing for our guards on the ground, where we run through exactly that, scenarios of different types, so the guys are up to speed with what to expect. We do speak to the landlords and the tenants in regards to what they can expect. And, you know, it tips around that. There will be a brochure that's coming out that will be handed to those landlords and tenants. And, you know, it just talks around crowds during festive season, what to look out for. You know, if you're getting a guy that's walking into your shop and he's picking up and putting down the same item regularly, you know, that must be a light bulb for you. You within your right to go and approach people, ask them if they need assistance and need help. And quite often just that you're approaching them is a bit of a deterrent.
Yeah.
Tenants often hire additional staff during this time to help out because it's busy, but are you vetting those staff? Who's actually working for you? So we do recommend, you know, if you're employing new people, look at who they are, do the proper checks. If you are redesigning your shop, as a lot of people do, make sure you design it in a way that you've got visuals. There's no dead spots to it. So it's important to think about these things coming into festive period. As I say, we will be putting something out there to all our clients.
Well, you know, we broadcast from the center of the Lifestyle Center in Ballito, and we feel very safe here. Why? Because Accelerate Security is the service provider of choice, and there's a very visible and evident security presence, and it just goes, you know, a whole long way towards making you feel at ease, and also knowing that the guys have the training to handle whatever situations you know, might crop up over the festive seasons. There's definitely a sense that you guys are on top of things.
Well, it's important to provide your guards support. So, I mean, we could put the guards on the ground and let them go about their daily business, but we're not going to be achieving much. So we understand there's a difference now, and providing them the support and the training is what goes the extra mile.
Well, there you go. And if you are thinking of upgrading your security at wherever you happen to be based, whether it is a shopping center, a business park, estate. In fact, I was walking down to the beach the other day, Willard Beach, and I saw on the side wall those beautiful sea-facing villas. What is it? What is that place called? Proudly protected by Accelerate Security. Although, of course, there you go. They've got eyes everywhere. So you'll be in good company. Check out accelerate.co.za and find out how you can get their award-winning security services on your side. And then for some cool holiday reading, I definitely would recommend you checking out Kakibush Magazine, the website kakibush.com. And new issues published monthly. Is that right, Craig?
That's correct, yes.
Very cool. So you'll be in time to catch a December edition, hot off the press, the digital press, very soon, with some cool beach tips from our friends at Accelerate Security. And Craig, any last words from the editor's desk?
I just want to say thanks for this opportunity, Mark, for showcasing the magazine. I'd just like to ask people, just please, just have a quick read, even if it's a couple of minutes, just to get a feel for it. And, you know, every read helps us. We can show our advertisers that we are getting the readers coming through. And if you'd like to, just subscribe to the magazine. You'll get a magazine directed to your email address every month. And yeah, so you don't have to look it up on social media.
There you go. That's the word from the editor, Craig Mitchell, editor of Kakibush Magazine. And Barry Smith, our man from Accelerate Security, regional director for KZN. Barry, any last words from you as we head into silly season?
Mark, thanks. Yeah, and I think it's just wishing everyone has a happy festive season, a safe festive season. And we're around. Let us know if you need some support or help.
There you go. Accelerate Security. Your success is their priority. You heard it here on Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the heart of Ballito.